Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain with
Reese.
Yes, and we are here to spread the good news. We hear all too often that when you turn on the radio dial, all you hear is bad news. So we're here to change that.
Yes.
So today we're going to bless you with a little prayer. That's how we start every single show, and then we will. I'll do my weekly scripture to kind of give you something to ponder on among the week from Biblical Lovelies. And then we will have Andreas give us his motivational talk of the week. So if you were down through this week and it's been a hard week for you and you don't know how you're going to push through, Andreas will show you how. And then after that break, we will spend the rest of the show speaking with the amazing Ariana Jimenez with The Lot on 22nd, who does some amazing work, a group that I've supported for many years, certainly support Veteran Rescue Mission and work we've done for many years. And they feed the homeless, provide clothes to the homeless. And if it wasn't for organizations like them, we would be in bad shape as a city. So we'll be doing all that in this one amazing day today. And we thank you all for joining the show. If you would like to speak with us, you can go ahead and give us a call at 790-2040. Again, that's 790-2040. And tell your friends to listen to us online at kvoi.com. So let's go ahead and bow your heads and take off your hats. We'll go ahead and do the opening prayer. I want to say thank you, God, so much for all the blessings, all the love, all of the energy and power and light that you bring into our lives. We need you so much, Lord, and we're so thankful to have you. We ask you to be with us and to strengthen us in these trying times and to push us forward, to let us know that anything is possible and we will be okay because you're in our lives. We ask you to fill the dark spots with light, because without you, nothing is possible. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So let's jump into, I want to think my second favorite part of the week, maybe my first favorite part, second favorite part, just because Andreas's motivational part is a very big favorite of mine. But definitely my weekly scripture, something that really hits home for me, because whether it's the people that are in our program, Veteran Rescue Mission or Homeless Veteran Program, or it's just people that I deal with day to day, I love to kind of like leave them with these scriptures so they can ponder things that they may not have had considered. And this one today, we're going to do 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. I really love this because it allows us to really kind of ponder on something that we don't consider enough, humility, and how to be humble when it's easy not to be. So I'll start. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And I'll say that last line again, because that's the line in this verse I really want to punch home for you, because it's so true. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And what I really like in sharing this with you, obviously, everybody will have their own interpretation. Everybody will, you know, have their own feelings of what this is saying. But when I read this, I put down my pride, or I put down my knowingness, or even my fear of what's going to happen, because I know God has me. I know if I really believe truly that, you know, God is there for me, and that if I rely on him, and if I act in a manner that is in line with pleasing my God and my Father, then he has me. There's no reason for me to be anxious. And that is humility. That is what being humble is knowing that you don't have all the answers. And because of that, there's nothing to fear. You're all right. You're okay. God's got you. If you really say to yourself, okay, I'm going to do whatever I can, I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to do right by God, you can go ahead and kick your feet up and lay your head down and enjoy your lemonade, because you're going to be situated. So I like usual, I'm going to turn it over to Andreas and tell me, what are your thoughts about this verse?
I really love it, man, because I know that for myself, at one point I thought I knew it all. I thought I had everything figured out, and I don't. Even to this day, I'm still a student. I'm still learning from people. I'm learning from my kids. Yeah. Even this morning, I was having some anxiety. Mm-hmm. I was feeling a little anxious and thinking about my business and thinking about what's going to happen in the future. And I started getting a little bit anxious. And then my son, my 5 and my 8-year-old, they're wrestling. And then they start laughing because one of them farted. And I started laughing too. And they taught me in that moment, I said, man, calm down. You know, it's okay. They taught me right there that I have to stay present in that moment and enjoy the moment. And that brings me back down to it grounds me, and it tells me, okay, you're in this moment, your kids right here, they're cracking up. And you're not enjoying it because you're thinking so much ahead into the future. And this is stuff that I teach all the time. I tell people, you got to stay present, stay in this present moment, because this is all we truly have. The future, we don't know what's going to happen. We can kind of work on what we're going to do to make the future better, but we have to stay humble and learn from everybody. Learn from our kids, learn from elderly people, learn from a homeless person. It could be anybody. They could teach us something, and we have to humble ourselves. And yeah, we don't have all the answers, but there's some people around us that do have the answers, but we have to be open for them to share those answers with us. But if you're closed-minded, then you're never going to get the answers.
Yeah. And I love that. Yeah, like usual, you're kind of bringing in like reality into this. And certainly the idea of humbling ourselves and dealing with our children is kind of hits it right on the head. Like as a parent, like we know it's our responsibility to guide our children. And in a lot of ways, like we are that shield. We are that, you know, that God type figure in our children's life. Cause you know, they don't know any better, but like you're saying, yesterday I was with my boys. We went on a road trip to Phoenix, and we're playing, you know, I Spy in the car. We're playing, you know, little trivia games and just little games, just having a fun time and laughing. And in, through those moments, I'm realizing that, you know, that is the humbling, you know, when you can just kind of just, you know, whether it's your son farting and, you know, you're giggling with him, or it's just like kind of letting your guard down with your kids sometimes and just like letting God in. So like, yeah, that's kind of where, you know, where I'm at as a, you know, as a person or as a parent or, you know, as a leader, is just like so often we don't take the time to just humble ourselves and have a little humility, because most of us were like absolutely frightened to have any type of humility, because we think if we show the world any level of vulnerability, they're going to kind of take advantage of us. And in some cases that might be true, but in the same, that's our relationship, you know, our relationship with God kind of plays it all out. There may be this person that takes advantage of you on Tuesday, but then on Friday, something kind of goes in your favor, because that's just the way the world works when you kind of, yeah, you give yourself to it. So,
and another thing that I want to add to that was, we also don't want to be seen as weak, because then if we're seen as weak, then people are going to, we're thinking that we're going to be judged, but that's what makes us human. That's what makes us, if we're more vulnerable, then people will want to say, hey, you know, how can I help you? How can I work with you? But if you have everything figured out, like everybody sees, oh, he has everything figured out, then he's too perfect for me. I can't relate to him or her because he has it all figured out. Nobody has it figured out. But if you're putting a front like you have it figured out, then people are not going to relate to you. People are not going to be able to say, oh, I can definitely resonate with him or her.
Yeah.
So you got to keep it real and say, hey, man, you know what? I deal with anxiety. Mm-hmm. I get sad sometimes. I mess up, I fail, I get rejected. It's okay. You know, I'm a human being.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, another great point is just like the idea is, if you don't humble yourself to these problems you have, or this anxiety you're having, or these, you know, these thoughts you're having, and speak with people or kind of like springboard off of people, then there's no way that you'll be able to solve these things. There's no way you'll be able to get the assistance you need, assuming that it is something, you know, deeper than just, you know, giving it to God and doing the right things. Sometimes we do need to speak with the counselor, and sometimes we do have to speak with our priest or speak to our mothers or speak to the people that, you know, we have conflict with or tension with, so we can get those problems taken care of. And again, that kind of still circles back into, you know, this relationship we have with God, where we're honest with ourselves because we're honest with God, because, you know, we are constantly holding ourselves accountable using kind of that mile marker that is whatever our religion is. And then when I say God, definitely, even though I do sit in a Christian radio station for the most part, you know, by any name, you know, whether that's Allah or Buddha or Ganesh or Zeus, whatever, you know, that means to you, you know, allow yourself to be humbled to that, because I like to say often, like with the 12-step program, that's the first step, is just being able to humble yourself to God. And then once you continue to make those steps, and what, you know, what would be recovery within 12-step, you will reach a spiritual evolution, which is the 12th step of the 12-step program. So again, if you want to give us a talk too, and you like something we said, or you want to chime in later, please give us a call at 520-790-2040. You can also go to kvoi.com to check us out, or veteranrescuemission.org. We got Jeremiah Montgomery in the studio, my assistant, taking pictures. And what organization would you like to give a shout out to, Jeremiah? He wants to give a shout out to Veteran Rescue Mission. So a double bit on Veteran Rescue Mission. And we also have Ariana Jimenez in the studio with a lot on 22nd. And definitely much love for I Believe in Myself. I want to think we're ready for a break, huh? Yeah. And this is Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson, with your help.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain.
And this is Andres Ruiz.
And now I will let the man of the minute take it away and motivate you like only he can. Is that a good radio voice? I do it right?
Yes, yeah. Perfect. So today I want to talk to you about forgiveness, and also, I don't know if I want to use the word enemy, but more people who might be challenges in your life. Mm. And so I look at people that we might be having challenges with. Maybe we're angry at them. Maybe they make us sad. They make us resent them. And I want to look at these people as a blessing. I remember that I've worked at jobs that I just didn't like the people there, the way that they were. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that I didn't like them. I just didn't like their manners and the way that they would treat me. And so every time I would see that person, I would tell them, oh, look, here comes that blessing. Mm. Look at that blessing. And when I say they're a blessing, it starts to program your mind to think that they are a true blessing, because what can I learn from this person? What can I learn from this blessing? I can learn that I can be more resilient towards people like this. I can be a stronger person. And another thing that I do is I look at these people as if they're a dad, They're a brother. They're a sister. And when they're around those people, they're most likely really good to them. And maybe with us, maybe they're treating us a certain way. I don't know why. Maybe we rubbed them off the wrong way or something like that. But I know that deep down inside, they're a good person. They have a good heart. It's just some people, they just learn. They have certain beliefs and they have behaviors that they learn from their parents, their families. And these beliefs are passed on to them because when we're born, we don't believe in anything. Mm. We have no beliefs. But as we're growing up, we're given beliefs by these people that maybe they don't have that much consciousness or awareness. And we grow up with beliefs or behaviors that are not appropriate. I know that I've grown up with that. I've done many things that I've been ashamed of, have guilt about. But we can't stay stuck in anger or sadness. So what I want to do today is I want you to forgive that somebody, that person that maybe did something to you that made you sad or mad. And what we're going to do today is we're actually going to do some meditation.
Mm, nice.
So what I would like, and I'm going to guide you in this meditation. We're going to go through two phases. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a deep breath. So everybody, let's take a deep breath for 4 seconds. So here we go. Through your nose. And then out through your mouth like you have a straw. How does that feel so far?
Good.
Feels good? Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to sit down. Sit down and then just sit straight. And I want both of you, since you are here, I want both of you to close your eyes right now. Close your eyes. And I want you to start breathing. And for the people in their houses, to start breathing right now. Start breathing, take a deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth, and just keep breathing. And as you're breathing, I want you to relax your head. I want you to relax your forehead, relax your eyes. Feel your eyelids getting heavy. Relax your face, your neck, your chest, your stomach, your legs, all the way down to your toes. And feel your body in a state of relaxation and just keep breathing. Now we're going to go into the first phase. I want you to think about a moment in your life in the last 24 hours or in the last week that made you really happy. And I want you to remember what you saw, what you heard, the smell, who you were with, and just remember how happy you were in that moment. And I want you to step into that moment as if you're there right now. And just remember how happy you were, the smiles, the laughs, who you were with, what you saw, what you heard, and step into that moment right now. And just keep breathing. Keep breathing. Now we're going to go into the second phase, forgiveness. I want you to think about somebody in your life that has made you sad, mad, and I want you to visualize that person right in front of you, 6 feet away from you, and visualize their face and their whole body. And I want you to visualize that person saying that they're sorry for any anger, any sadness, any tears, any resentment that you might have towards them. And I want you to visualize them saying that they're truly sorry for any of the pain that they've caused in your life. And just keep breathing. And in return, I want you to forgive that person. I want you to say that you forgive them for all the pain, all the anger, all the tears, all the sadness that they've caused in your life. And let it go. Let go of this pain in your body. This pain does not serve you. Let it go and feel your shoulders getting lighter. And just keep breathing. Let this pain go. In order for you to move forward, you got to let this pain go. And just keep breathing. Now I'm going to count to three. On the count of three, you can open your eyes. 1, 2, 3. All right, you can open your eyes.
Man, that was something else. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Vet and Rescue Mission. Call 790-2040 with questions. Thank you for listening.
Aver Valley Growers, a veteran-owned company, has been working with the leading professionals in Arizona to ensure that their customers get the best quality and best-tasting locally grown produce available. Working alongside organizations such as the University of Arizona, Star School, Veteran Rescue Mission, and many more, Aver Valley Growers is working to teach veterans how to do agriculture and create their own farm. Call Aver Valley Growers today at 389-9291 to order produce or show your support.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I want to give a huge shout out to Diggins Environmental for always being there for us, whether that has been residential or commercial trash services or porta potties for events. Diggins Environmental has supported the vets that we support at every turn and have always provided five-star service. Call Diggins at 624-1744 today for your garbage or event needs to show Diggins your support.
MBS Arts provides fine arts based on solutions for all your home and business needs. Originally designed, affordable, and unique paintings, drawings, and murals can easily be commissioned. Artist Michael B. Schwartz has been proudly serving Arizona communities since 1988, including Homeless Veterans Transition Center, Veteran Rescue Mission. If you're looking for your own personalized fine art made possibly by a famous artist, contact MBS Arts today.
And welcome back once more. You're welcome. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain.
And this is Andres Ruiz.
Yes, sir. And in studio, we have the infamous, the renowned, the known by everyone, the famous from all
that.
Parts, Mrs. Ariana Jimenez with the Lot on 22nd. Welcome to the studio.
Afternoon, happy Sunday, Pastor John, gentlemen. Thank you for having me in.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to have you. And just to kind of give a little setup for Ariana, I like to give people some context. We've known each other for years. I'm not sure how we originally met. I'm guessing either through Bravo Base or some place that was helping people.
Originally to discuss plans to kind of work together and see how we can help each other out, which is always great to do.
Yeah, we've both been helping the homeless population, you know, in one way or the other for years. And I've just kind of been a fan of Ariana and the work that she's done, just kind of like I am of whether it's the church that are helping feed the homeless or just different groups where you just have, you know, people that have a kind heart to go help people that are in need. That's been the case with this group, the Lot on 22nd. And I guess I'll jump right into it. You know, what is the Lot on 22nd? Just to kind of let the listening audience know, and when was it formed?
So the Lot on 22nd is a group that provides meals and clothing and hygiene products twice a week, Thursdays and Sundays, not only to homeless, but people in that community. So it was a larger organization about 15 years ago. And about 8 years ago, it officially became the Lot. Mm. So that piece of property was already kind of doing the same kind of service. And 8 years ago, the Lot was formed, and it's run on a smaller scale. We provide meals, tables, chairs, have dinner. We might say a prayer, put out clothing, hygiene products, stuff like that. Mm. So we've been doing that for quite some time, Thursdays and Sundays.
So pretty much for 8 years, every Thursday and Sunday.
Correct.
You're there.
Yes, absolutely.
Man, that takes a lot of conviction. What inspired you particularly to really like take this on? Because I mean, that's a large on-take. And to just kind of just circle back to my experience, there was a pastor that I know and knew that served coffee and donuts almost every day for almost like 10 years now. Like, what was it inside of you that was like, you know, this is what I'm going to take on, and you've been able to kind of carry it out. What inspired that?
To be quite honest with you, and it might sound silly, but I'm a servant, so I will continue to serve, and I'm called to serve in that particular piece of property. I will be a servant, and being a servant is not always fun. And I think we were speaking about, you guys were speaking about humility earlier, and being a servant has humbled me greatly. Hmm. It is my purpose.
Nice.
Yeah. So I love how you said that it's your purpose. And what about this, when you go to the Lot and how you said that sometimes it can be a little bit challenging, maybe.
Of course.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Like, you know, what are some challenges that you faced, and how's that, How would you overcome that?
Okay, great. Well, first off, I do get a lot of help. I have some great volunteers that are consistent. Some come and go, but I have been there on days where I had to set it up all by myself, and I know how it feels to set things up by yourself. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, I'll just get this help. So there's days when we don't have food and we don't have the dinner and we have to kind of scramble and figure it out. And it always works out in the end. It always does. So yeah. On a personal note, it could be challenging because, you know, I want to stay home on Sundays too in the afternoon. On Thursdays, I can be tired from work. I don't always want to go and be as patient as I have to be. So I just remind myself that I am a servant and it's not always fun, but this is what I'm called to do.
Definitely. And how has COVID affected the lot?
Oh, well, so originally we do sit down dinners, but now we're doing to go meals. So I no longer put tables and chairs for people to congregate. It's just some tables. We pack up the food and people take it and go. Another cool thing, we have a carpenter friend and he made a hand washing station for us. And that has been super cool. And awesome. I think we'll keep this as, you know, the years progress. Right now, people don't really have a place to wash their hands. A lot of people don't. A lot of homeless people don't. So this gives them opportunity to wash their hands there with us. They get their food. I have hygiene products. And that's pretty much it as far as the change has been.
Nice. So I know there's like definitely one of my favorite thing about the lot is like people had a place to go sit down, have something to eat. It's kind of almost like that a big a bit, family. Yeah. Do you think that... With this, this new normal, do you think it's been difficult to kind of recreate that community?
It is so difficult because we're trying to avoid crowds, but then a lot of our people, our family there in this community, they go and they sit there and they hang out with us, and now they can't anymore. So it's been a very difficult for me to tell them, hey, y'all, you can't hang out here today. As much as I want them to, as much as they have nowhere to go, they can't. I can offer them some food, some soap, and you really have to kind of keep going. So it's been very difficult because a lot of people don't have anywhere to go. And not only is a lot providing meals, but we're a community there. We hang out, we talk, we have regulars. I have people I've known for years. Yeah. How are you? How are things doing? Conversating, you know? We don't get to do that anymore. We don't get to do that. We don't get to hang out with the people, conversate, see how their lives are going. We don't anymore. And that's something I miss. I also miss not being able to pray before we eat because we used to say a prayer and have dinner, but now it's like we can't really do that anymore. So we're maintaining, we're adjusting, as I like to say. We're very fluid. So I still want to be there to provide, to help, and do what we can. And we are, in just a different way.
Yeah, a big thing I was always wondered before, I guess, I don't know why I didn't ask, but this I have the perfect opportunity now. How you get all the food? Like how every week in and week out, every Thursday and Sunday, you have what is needed? Like where does it come from?
That is such an interesting question because like I said, there's been times where I run down a Little Caesar and get us some pizzas. I've been really trying, or we've been trying to be more organized lately. Mm-hmm. That's one of my goals, is to be more organized. So we now set up a calendar on Facebook where you can sign up for meals. And the way we get meals is kind of friends of friends, you know, my friends, and she'll call her friends, and then we have this group coming out. So people that know people that know people, that's how we establish. So right now I have our meals covered up to August 2nd, and then I'll kind of reach out again, hey, is anybody interested? So being more organized is helping. But other than that, if I need it, I just run down and grab it. We have to.
Wow. That's amazing that what you're doing for the community. I really appreciate that. And right now I'm being humbled just as she speaks about how these homeless people, before they didn't have clothes, they didn't have all these things, and you gave it to them, but now they're missing something that's truly important, which is connection.
Absolutely.
And that connection, you just mentioned how crucial that is for not even just them, it's for you. You too, when you're being of service and you're having that human connection, it's so important. And loneliness right now, before this pandemic happened, loneliness was already happening, where people were feeling lonely, and loneliness is even worse than even smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. And that's how powerful it is to be lonely, because you're lonely, you're alone in your thoughts, and you know, those thoughts can create illness internally. And like what you're talking about right now, these people, they need connection. They need that love, because that's what people need, love and connection.
Mm.
And that's what you gave them, and you still give it to them. But now we have to do it at a certain...
Absolutely.
You know, so...
That's definitely what I was thinking as I was listening to you speak, Ariana. It was just like, man, like working in veteran suicide or working in suicide prevention, like there's so many people that your community was preventing suicide. And I mean, we don't know what's going on right now, but I know even the work that you're doing, like even them being able to go there and get a sack lunch and talk to people as they're in line or as
Absolutely.
They're walking in.
We can say
it's
hello.
Making a big difference.
Say hello, kind of quickly check up on them. Mm. You know, quickly, if you need socks, I'll kind of hand it to you and hope it all is well kind of thing. So yeah, we do get to check up. But since the pandemic, since we adjusted, a lot of our regulars we have not seen. And so it does leave us wondering what happened to them, because as some of us know, they could just be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but on a brighter note,
yeah,
at least the fact that, you know, when they go and they, you know, they get a sack lunch, they have the community that is each other. You know, we as friends like me and Andreas or me and Jeremiah here, like when we're among each other, we don't have the same type of restrictions on our interactions as we have to as organizations with the public. So
absolutely.
Yeah, but in the same, I know you, just like me, like your heart's like, man, we're, you know, I hope they're all right. I want to be able to do more. But
absolutely.
You know, that's, I think it's kind of full circle back to the scripture earlier. We do what we can. We put it into God's hands.
Absolutely.
And we let the anxiety go because God has it. So we're going to be back after the break here with Ariana Jimenez with The Lot on 22nd. If you want to go ahead and talk to us or talk to her, give us a call at 790-2040 or go to veteranrescuemission.org and send us a line. Thank you for listening.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
And welcome back one last again. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain.
And this is Andres Ruiz.
And we are in studio with Miss Ariana Jimenez with The Lot on 22nd. And we have been talking the good work of helping the unhoused, getting them some food and water and clothing, and how we can safely protect ourselves during COVID, yet keep in mind that people are killing themselves, and if we don't do something, that number will just grow. So here we are. Welcome again, once more, Mrs. Ariana Jimenez.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. So what I do want to add is you can look up our Facebook page, The Lot on 22nd. We have times you can volunteer. You can sign up for a meal. Also, my information is on that page if you'd like to reach out to me. Typically, we receive clothing donations, but during the pandemic, I'm really asking not to have clothes at this time. Hygiene products are always great. Water, because we're out there twice a week, so bottled water is always great. Mm-hmm. we'll be needing that for the rest of the summer.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so what is, I know there's like big events that you guys do during the year. What is like, what's the big one that you're kind of amping up for right now?
Well, honestly, I'm not really amping up for any event due to our situation. We typically have big Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas events or dinners. But this last Easter, we did not have a large event. I don't know what's going to happen for our Thanksgiving dinner. We will definitely have it. We're definitely going to be there. But on what scale, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. But typically, Thanksgiving is a big deal for us. Christmas dinner is a big deal for us.
So, and what are other projects that you take on outside of the work the lot on 22nd does? Like, so what are the projects that you take on outside of the work that you do for the 22nd lot?
Don't really take on any other projects. I have a son, so that's a big project. As far as the lot goes, if we have an excess of something, I will look for anybody else in our community that needs it and give it to them. I'm really big about sharing with other organizations and members in the community. I love to kind of get together. So if anybody else needs something and we have it, it's yours. So things like that.
And I guess in addition to that question, what are some of the groups that you've worked with over the years?
Some of the groups that I've worked with.
I
want to
think there's
years.
A lot. I think I feel like I just put you on the spot because your face is just like as if like a little spin dial was going. You could see all the different groups that you've worked with.
Oh, there's so many. Well, yourself, Pastor John, the work that you do, a lot of youth groups, a lot of churches over the years that I can't even remember. Right now, I'll give a shout out to Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church. They help us quite a bit, quite a bit. Their outreach program helps us at least once a month.
That's wild that that's the group because I don't know if you know, but they're right down the street from us.
Yeah, I do.
And they were a group that's really helped us out a lot over
They
time.
Are great.
Yeah.
So I can count on them once a month. We can count on them to have our help. But yeah, to answer your question, there's been so many I probably couldn't name.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing because definitely the me and Jeremiah, and I'll mention them once more. We got Jeremiah Montgomery in the studio to take pictures and kind of play support. When we went and helped out at the lot a few times, I mean, it's a really amazing experience. And I want to think in a lot of ways, that's why I wanted to have Ariana on the show, is just so whether it's the radio listeners out there that are wondering, okay, what can I do to help out? What can I do in my community to like help the unhoused community? Whether that's do as Ariana has done, which I mean, it doesn't take much to go and set up some tables and to set up some chairs. And maybe, you know, you're not gonna, it's a little scary to take on the on-taking of every Thursday and Sunday to do these things, rightfully so, but start out once a month to go do a feed at the park, or you know, start out once a year at least and do a sock drive or something of these lines. And that's, I mean, and as I said, it when I had Ariana on, or thought to have her on, this is what I'm trying to show the listeners out there. Aside from, yeah, you can support Veteran Rescue Mission and the Lot on 22nd, I believe in myself, you can certainly volunteer to our organizations, but we are also just waiting for you guys to start your own organization so we can support you. And I want to think that, I mean, in a lot of ways, us sitting here with each other, we probably wouldn't exist if we didn't give each other the support that was needed to make it. So I would believe in myself as, you know, a known name in the community, or the Lot on 22nd goes from just being, you know, a small group of people to being something that is known, or Veteran Rescue Mission being something that can actually, you know, help people get into housing. You know, all this is a collaboration of us just, one, initially stepping up and saying, okay, I'm going to do this and I can do this. And two, us seeing each other and saying, okay, I'll support you. I am proud of you for being brave enough, for making the leap that you've taken. And I'm going to put my reputation and my neck and my resources on the line for you because you took that step. So I don't know. I almost feel like I just went on a long rant there. But I mean, just kind of like touch on that, please, Ariana, about how, like, you know, how you're brave enough to take that first step and what you need from the community to kind of keep on, you know, getting to that next step as the Lot on 22nd.
Well, John, Pastor John, I'm sorry. That's interesting because I don't expect everybody kind of to do as I do. Of course, I want to be a great example, but if people don't, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing no matter what. And it is difficult. During seasons like Christmas and Thanksgiving, people are more apt to give, and we can always kind of expect more during those times, mm-hmm. and I can always expect less in the summer. And that's not to put anything down on people, and I don't really think it's my place to say, well, you need to give in the summer too, as well as you do in the winter. Mm-hmm. If you're inspired by what we are doing, please come and help or start your own or tell me how I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's how I would touch on that.
Yeah, and I get that. It definitely, that's, you're always one step more humble than me, so I get it. Yeah, you're like, yeah, hey, you do your thing. You know, it's fine. You know, I'm not here to tell you what you need to do. But yeah, I think that, you know, that's absolutely right. You know, I think that it's not really our place to tell people what they should or should not do, but I like you say, you know, just being a model, you know, just kind of acting as if, and if people want to follow that model, you know, you're
then
right
that's
there.
Great. Then
yeah,
that's
you know,
great.
Right there to show them. And I guess kind of like we have a couple minutes before we wrap up. You know, what's the easiest way to contact you? And then, like right now, like what's the top number one thing that you need in support from the public?
Oh, that's a great question. To go on our Facebook page to see what days are available as far as signing up for meals, if you're so inclined. You can contact us on the Facebook page. Also, there's a phone number on the Facebook page that is mine. You can ask me questions anytime. Meals to sign up for. Also, hygiene donations. Mm. Those little hotel soaps, those little shampoo bottles are really the best for us, and they go so quickly. So if anybody has any random hotel shampoos, mm-hmm. we would appreciate it. But we are always needing hygiene, always, and always cases of water, because we probably go through 2 24 packs every time we're there. So today, for example, we'll go through at least 2 24 packs of water. Okay. We have an ice chest out there that we kind of pass out water to everybody. Cool. So that's always needed.
I just realized that you do the feed today. How long till you have to be ready for that?
another good announcement. We start at 5 o'clock now. Okay. We used to start at 4:30, but it is so hot and mm-hmm. I feel horrible for my volunteers. We're standing out there. So we get there at 5. We set up our tables, pack up the food, hang out there for a couple hours, passing out food and soap and having people wash their hands,
cool.
saying hi.
And as far as volunteers, how are you handling that now with the COVID? Like new people who want to volunteer.
That is a slippery slope because I do want to encourage people to volunteer, but I also don't need a huge group mm-hmm. as well. So yes, I do want people to come volunteer, but also not to linger, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to have some help setting up some tables and kind of maybe that's about it. So mm-hmm. it has been difficult. People want to help and I encourage that, but we're kind of stuck in this place.
And if they do want to go help, they would have to go at 4:30, 4:45?
At 5. Right at 5.
Okay.
You can show up at 5, help us do some tables, say hello, see what we're doing, and that's
awesome.
About it.
Oh, awesome. And yeah, definitely, like I already said, go to the Lot on 22nd's Facebook page. Definitely go to Common Good's Facebook page and Veteran Rescue Mission's Facebook page, and it'll route you right to the Lot on 22nd if you want to donate your time, energy, or need items, definitely go there. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.